Today, we will read Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 44. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today. God, I pray that you would help us to hear your word, to understand what it is that you're speaking, and Lord, to find ways to apply it to our lives. Lord, I pray that your spirit would work in our hearts, that your word would be alive to us, that we would follow you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 44. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these."
"Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one, and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices."
When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any questions. While Jesus was teaching in the temple courts, he asked, "Why do the teachers of the law say that the Messiah is the son of David? David himself, speaking by the Holy Spirit, declared, 'The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord. How then can he be his son?" The large crowd listened to him with delight. As he taught, Jesus said, "Watch out for the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. These men will be punished most severely." Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put, and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in 2 very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." All right. In today's reading, we begin with the greatest commandment. Now, this was a man who came to Jesus and asked him a question, saying, "Of all of Moses' commandments, of all the commandments that God gave in the Old Testament, which one is the most important?" And so Jesus, very smartly and accurately and by the Holy Spirit, chooses this: "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is like this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. So, looking at this, he begins with love God. You see, if we truly love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, with all of our mind, with everything that we are, if we truly love God that deeply, we are going to obey him. We are going to want to do what he says. We are going to make choices that put him first. All of the other commandments, if we know this is what God wants, this is what makes God happy, we will do them because of our love for God. And so that's where it starts. We love God with all that we are. A part right before that, though, does say, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." What basically that means is there is only one God. I don't have many gods. I don't have more than one. I don't serve this God and that God and this God. Some religions have one God for money, and a different God for family, a different God for love, for success. And there are different gods who are in charge of different things. But God says, no, that's not true. There is only one God, and I am that God. And so we are to love God, the only true God, with everything that we are, all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Everything. Love God. But out of that love, as we love God, we also are to love people. That we are to love people as much as ourselves, our neighbor. God does not want us to be selfish, to be focused only on me. Instead, God calls us to be focused on others. To see others as more important than me. To put them first. So if I see someone in need, I don't think about, oh, if I have this and I give to them, I won't have enough for me. But instead, I care about that person. I give them what I have, whether it's money, whether it is time. I put them and their needs first. And that's really hard. It's not easy to do. But this is what we are called to do. We are called to love God first and then others. And when we do this, God says that it is the most important thing. And so this man who asked the question then agrees and said, yes, you're right. These are more important than even offering sacrifices. That I can go through religious observations, do things that are religious, but if I don't have love, these other things are pointless. They're just actions that I'm doing. God doesn't want it just to be surface things that, oh, I will give sacrifices and do all these things on the outside. God wants it from my heart. And if my heart truly loves God, then the sacrifices and the things that I give to him are coming from my heart and not just from the surface for show for other people to see. And then loving others. If I truly love others, then it will lead me to treat them correctly, to treat them as God wants me to. And so, these are very important in our lives. And I think Jesus was very wise in saying that these were the most important. Next, Jesus continues to teach, and he mentions that he talks about David and in the Messiah. You see, the Messiah, the promised one, was the one that God had said would come to set his people free. And David had long before talked about him and said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, put your enemies under your feet." And so Jesus uses this to talk about the fact that the Messiah is actually more important than David. Was actually David's Lord, not just a descendant, but was actually David's superior. And by talking about this, Jesus really claims for himself to be God. Jesus knew who he was and wanted others to understand who he was as well. Next, Jesus talks about being careful and watching out for the teachers of the law. These are the Pharisees, and they were teaching things and practicing things, trying to look very, very, very religious. But rather than truly having a heart for God on the inside, rather than loving God with all their hearts, souls, and minds, for the Pharisees and the teachers of the law of Jesus' day, they were really just surface level. For them, it was all on the outside. It was all on appearance. And they would walk around with these flowing robes so that they would be respected and looked up to in the marketplaces. They wanted the most important seats because they were the teachers, the places of honor. And so Jesus talks about that and says, be careful that they are not really good examples of what it means to follow God. They are not good examples of what it means to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. So watch out. Don't follow their example. Instead, follow God. Finally, Jesus sits down and watches. And he watches people putting in their offerings. And so you have the rich people coming in and putting in lots of money. And then you have a widow. She comes in and puts in only a little bit. But Jesus looks at her and says, this woman gave more than anyone else. You see, the others, they were putting in lots of money. Maybe they were doing it very openly to say, hey, look what I'm doing. Look how much I'm giving. Look how great I am. But even if they weren't doing it out of pride, trying to show others how great they were, what Jesus saw was that they were wealthy. They had lots of money. Giving even the large amount wasn't as big of a sacrifice as it was for this widow. Because as Jesus points out, she gives out of her poverty. She doesn't have a lot. And so when she gives these two small coins, it's not extra money for her. She's giving something up. She's making a true sacrifice. She is giving all that she has. These rich people that gave, they still had lots of money, enough money for everything. But Jesus recognized this poor widow. She was giving everything. I think oftentimes we try to compare ourselves to others. And some people think, oh, I am giving more than he is. Or I am giving more than she is. God doesn't really look at it like that. God is wealthy beyond our imagination. Everything belongs to God. And so when we give, God looks more at our heart and what we have. And when we give generously, giving of everything, not just a little bit, but all that we have, all that we are, when we give like that, God honors it. God sees the sacrifice and the difficulty that it is. You see, once again, it goes back to that very first part of loving God with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Not just a little bit, but everything we are. that God sees our heart and sees that our gift comes from a heart of love. This gift that the poor widow gave came from a heart of love. It came from a heart that wanted to give something, even though it cost her a lot. That as we give, it costs us something. It's a sacrifice. And God sees that and understands that, even if it's not as much as somebody else is giving that has more money than we do. God looks at our heart, at the heart of love for him, and at what that truly is and what that gift represents. So today, as I look back at what we've read and what we've learned, the thing that stands out to me is loving God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. How do we do this? Well, I think loving God, first of all, we ask God to help us love him more. It's very easy to have other things that we love, that we end up loving more than God, whether it is an object or our job or our family. What God wants is for him to be put first. God wants for us to put him at the center of our lives. Everything else revolves around God, but God must be most important. Nothing is more important than God. So how do I live this out? Well, one thing is making my time with God to be important. Not letting other things take me away from that. Putting him first. Thinking about what does he tell me to do. Those are my priorities. God is what is most important in my life. Then loving others as myself. And so if God is most important, others should be second. That I put the needs of others at least as important as my own, loving them as myself, but oftentimes more important than myself. And seeing them as important, seeing their needs, and giving up something to meet those needs, seeing them as important. And that's difficult sometimes, but that is what God calls us to do. Now, the challenge is, I will be honest and say, both of these are either impossible or almost impossible by ourselves. By myself, I cannot love God with everything. Our hearts are just naturally selfish. I'm not going to naturally love God more and others more. So how does this work? How do I do this? It's a matter of belief and following Jesus. You see, when we believe in Jesus, he gives us a new heart. Without him, without surrendering to him and choosing to follow him, I can't do this. But when I give my life to him, when I choose to follow him and say, I'm making a choice now to put you first, he is able to give us a new heart, a heart that truly does love God most, that is able to put others before myself. As I see who God is and understand clearly who he is, my heart changes, and I see he is worthy of all my love with all my heart, strength, mind. He is worthy of that. And then my love for God, as I see how great he is and what he has done for me, causes me to love others. And so today, pray that God would help you to love him with all that you are, and then others as yourself. Ask for his help in doing this. Lord, I do pray that you would help us. Lord, take away the selfishness that we often have, that sees ourselves as most important. And Lord, help us put you first in everything, and then put others above ourselves. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.